Fred Film Radio at the Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Torino Film Festival. I'm in company of Lina Flint, who's the producer of The Guilty, screening here in competition, so welcome.
Thank you so much.
So Lina, first of all, could you give us a brief introduction on this film you produced?
Yes, it's a real-time thriller taking place at an alarm central in Denmark. The film is about our protagonist, Asger, who in the beginning of the film receives a call from a kidnapped woman. She's in a car with her kidnapper, and she's talking in codes, trying to get rescued from this car. And the film follows our protagonist's journey, trying to save her, and in the end, trying to save himself.
So first of all, how did you get on board of this project? At what stage?
We actually found the idea together, me, the director, and the screenwriter. So I've been along with the project all the way from the beginning. We graduated from the National Danish Film School together, the whole creative team. Went to film school together, and this is our debut film. So we started right after film school.
What was the initial idea behind the film?
What we wanted to do was to experiment with a genre that we really liked, which is this thriller genre. We wanted to try to elevate it, actually to give an audience an unique experience. And when we heard a 911 call from real life on YouTube, that is a lot like the call he receives in the beginning of the film, we were really struck by how many images we got just from hearing this phone call, and we thought, okay, maybe if we translate that into film, it will be like a very thrilling but also unique experience. Only watching one person talking on the phone for 90 minutes.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say, that without spoiling the film yet, you actually don't see anything, almost anything. So all the thriller and the tension is created by what you can imagine now, exactly. What is happening. So how difficult was it in terms of producing it? I mean, in getting financing for a film like this that you have to imagine more than the others?
Well, actually, it was a pretty smooth process. It's a low-budget film. And we had this very, clear vision from the beginning. The director is obviously very talented, I think. And our financiers really wanted to do a film with him. And this, very clear vision and idea, I think everybody was just curious to see what will this look like and will it work. So that was really, it was actually pretty easy to draw people's attention to the project. Yeah.
Yet, without spoiling anything, let's say that, as in the best thrillers, nothing is as it seems. So is it something that you decided from the beginning to play, let's say, with stereotype also, you know, the woman in peril and, you know, the police officer trying to help her?
Yeah, we actually worked a lot with, cliché characters. I think this is an arena where you can do it, because this, our protagonist, he used to work on the streets. He used to be, a officer in the street. He has been seeing a lot of bad things, and that created, black and white look on the world, and that is that is the thing the film is challenging him on. And we wanted to play with the genre in that way, that you, when you watch a thriller, you think as an audience that you know who's the bad guy. And we really wanted to play with that, and get surprised by that, as our main character does himself.
I want to, before leaving you and wishing you good luck, I want to take advantage of today in general, of the, you know, the discussion that it's been on in the past year on women accessing to films, to production of films. What's the situation in Denmark, but in general, what do you think that do you agree with, you know, the fact that we should encourage, films directed by women? What's your point on all that in terms of women discrimination, equality?
Well, it's a huge question.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I think my short answer to that one is that everybody should get equal possibilities to do their films. So if even, I mean, despite of what gender you are, you should have the possibility to do your film. And then, of course, I think it's important that we are some role models that stand up and show that it is possible to be a boss, even though you're a woman. And that you can have, like, crazy visions and ideas and get through with them. But I think if we, like, get equal possibilities for everybody, then I think something will change.
The film will be released in Italy as well?
Yes.
So, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nina Flint, producer of The Guilty, screening at the 36th Torino Film Festival in competition. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.